I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed. We will help you keep it running thanks to the help you get from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan Burns, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are you?
I'm good, sir. Thank you. How about you?
Yeah, hanging in there. We had an interesting day yesterday. I don't know if you were getting ready to put the plow on the truck there at Lloyd's, but the snow kind of woke us up, I guess you could say, and saying, yeah, winter's not going to be that far behind. So change of seasons is in order, and I want to alert our listeners, Dan, that if they have any kind of a vehicle problem, their car, truck, van, and they have to bring it in for service at their favorite dealer or the favorite shop, you can help them maybe kind of do some detective work and find out what the heck is ailing with that vehicle. Call it in or text it in. And keep in mind, Dan will be with us only till about 7:45, so don't wait. If you have a car care question, as I said, phone it in or text it in. It is the same number, 651-989-9226. So what have you and the crew have been doing there at Lloyd's this week? What kind of repair work? Anything, right?
Anything and everything, and it is actually starting to look like winter. We've replaced a lot of batteries, for one thing. The months of the cars sitting around this summer were hard on them, this spring and summer, and so they were not used much, and of course that's hard on a battery. If your battery is old and weak anyway, then lack of use it will finish it off, and we saw quite a bit of that. And then the other thing that we saw, Denny, I put on my first set of snow tires yesterday.
Oh, really?
They are. I mean, it's certainly early. It's not necessary to put them on yet. But as I think we said last week, it's a safe time to put them on because we're not going to get back up into the 80s. And as long as the roads are not hot, then the snow tires, don't get worn out prematurely from those hot roads. So I think if you want to put them on, starting now, anytime after this is just fine.
And I hear, as you do, from folks who did over the last couple of years or so, decided to buy some snow tires. They said they really make a difference in our winters, big time.
It's remarkable, actually. And don't try them if you don't want them forever, because once you get them, you won't be willing to give them up, because the soft compound of those snow tires, they've done some amazing things with research and development, and the soft compounds have done a great job of making snow tires really grip the road in wet and icy and snowy conditions.
Speaking of tires, Dan, we got a text just a bit ago. It says this, and I know we've talked about it before in the past years. It says, I notice my tires losing air when it's cold. Why is that?
Well, because first of all, oxygen, when oxygen gets cold, the molecules get smaller, and that causes the air pressure to drop. It's not that they're leaking at all. It's just that there's less, whatever the word is, quantity of air on the in or pressure on the inside of the tire because of getting cold. But then the other thing that happens when it gets cold is, of course, all the rubber and all of that gets hard from the cold temperatures. And because of that, if you have any sort of corrosion between your rim and tire, the leak gets worse, and so we'll notice that tire repairs for bead leaks are going to go up significantly as the weather gets colder too, because people get tired of filling their tires up every week.
For sure.
And the repair, pretty much always is to clean all of that corrosion off the rim and reseal the tire and put it back together.
Yeah, I've watched you do that very thing. What's the procedure? You use some kind of a brush, and is there a chemical that you use as well to clean that corrosion?
No, it's just we just clean it up, and you know, make it shiny smooth. Of course, mm-hmm. the disadvantage of buffing them with a grinding brush like we do, the disadvantage is that you're removing all the paint and clear coat.
Oh,
and
yes.
Now you're down to bare metal again, which is, you know, not a good thing, but it's your only option. So then when we put it together, we use a liquid sealer that we put back on the rim to help protect, from that and make it last longer. But in a perfect world, what you would do is clean that all up again and then repaint it, you know, repaint it with seal coat, so that it's perfectly sealed again and back to like new condition. But as we've learned, any even like new condition doesn't last that long, because we in this climate, we're cleaning beads and rims all the time.
And some of those wheels can be very costly, can't they?
They can be very costly, and I feel bad when I take my grinding brush to it to clean them up, because they're, you know, sometimes they're upwards of $1,000. But
yeah.
But in this climate, that's still the way it goes. You need to have a clean seal, and the only way to clean it is to get that corrosion off of there.
If you have any kind of a car care question, you want to call Dan or text Dan, it's the same number. And keep in mind, Dan will be here till about 7:45, so don't wait. 651-989-9226 is the phone number. It's also the text number. Dan, let's take a quick break and be back on the other side with our car care show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with our friend Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on the beautiful Grand Avenue. Exactly where is Lloyd's located, Dan?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web, of course, at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call as soon as this morning at 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that info before Dan leaves us this morning. Interesting text, Dan, and I'm not sure if it's a legal thing here or not. And you and I have talked about stolen catalytic converters. This texter says, is it illegal to put a straight pipe in when a catalytic converter is stolen?
It is illegal to do that, because your car will not meet the emission standards. So if I were to do that, for sure, I would get in big trouble for that. So, but the good news is, if you're not worried about your check engine light or, some other things that will be the result of that, there are some aftermarket catalytic converters that you can buy pretty cheap. And so if you're thinking about putting a straight pipe in, if you want to keep it legal and put an aftermarket low-cost catalytic converter in, that'll keep the price down for you.
I'm afraid to even ask, are you still seeing cars coming in that the converters have been stolen?
Sadly, we are, Denny. In fact, I had one this week that they were back for the second time. The customer actually heard them out there stealing his catalytic converter and was afraid to go out and confront them, which was smart. But I'm not sure I would be able to do that. But
no.
But he did not go out and confront them and scare them off. But the damage was done and the catalytic converter was already gone. So it was sad that he was back twice. But
twice.
Yes, we still are seeing that.
Sad. All right, here's a text, Dan. It says, I'm storing my Mercedes for the winter. What is it? And I think I know what you're going to say. What is a good brand of gasoline additive? Do you believe in an additive while you're storing a vehicle?
I do. Sure I do. And especially we're finding, like with the oxygenated gas, that it doesn't last as long in the tank. It seems to deteriorate more quickly, and I hear this from my small engine friends they say that the oxygenated gas, the gas with alcohol in it, deteriorates over a particular season, and you go to start your snowblower and the gas has gone bad just over the summer, and that used to not be the case. But at any rate, what have we said, Dan? There's a whole bunch of companies that make a gasoline additive to protect it for storing. I know Stable is one of them, and Seafoam makes one. But like I say, if you just go to an auto parts store or a small engine shop, you'll find a whole bunch of different brands that'll work great. In fact, I think the small engine guys have it figured out even better than we do because of the small quantity of gas. They're pretty good about understanding what's causing the problem.
651-989-9226. That'll give you a phone call to Dan. It'll also give you a text question for Dan Burns. We were talking about tires a bit ago. Texter says, do you recommend nitrogen for tires?
Well, I don't offer it, so I personally don't recommend it. The positive thing about putting nitrogen in your tires, and what putting nitrogen in your tires means is what you're really doing is taking the oxygen out of your tires. I'm not a chemist or whatever, but I believe, 80 or 90% of our air is nitrogen anyway. So when they say they're putting nitrogen in your tires, everybody's putting nitrogen in their tires, but it's the quantity that you're changing, and they accomplish that by taking the oxygen out. The nitrogen is a more stable gas. Oxygen is not. In other words, not oxygen is affected by moisture, and it's affected by temperature, where nitrogen is not. And so, the advantage is that driving down the road, the pressure doesn't change as the tire is warm and cool, things like that. And they say that it helps prevent the corrosion that we were talking about at the start of the show from happening. So. That's the advantage of it, and whether it makes a significant difference or not to support the cost, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Dan Burns, hang in there. We're going to be back with more Car Care on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with ASC-certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan, I know our time always goes by so quickly, so let's get back to it. We have callers and we have texters. Tom, I think, is first up here, calling in from Ham Lake. Tom, you're on with Dan.
Hi, good morning. I have a question on scheduled maintenance. My vehicle has 40,000 miles, and it's recommended that I change the brake fluid. I've never heard of this before. I was just wondering what the reasoning was.
Well, brake actually is a water-soluble product, so over time the brake fluid absorbs moisture, and in doing so it can cause the internal parts of your brake systems to corrode. And so certainly when we do any sort of brake repair or, brake pad or shoe replacement, we flush the whole brake system out and put new brake fluid in. The manufacturer has discovered the problems that can happen with brake fluid as it ages, and their solution to that is to put fresh brake fluid in. So, as always, I'm going to stick with the manufacturer. They engineered and built the vehicle, and so I'm going to recommend that you do what they recommend.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tom. For that call, let's go to Heidi, who's calling in from Minneapolis, I believe. Heidi, thank you. What is your question for Dan?
Yes. My car broke down last night. I lost all the coolant in my car. It had not been overheating. I had replaced the radiator in July. He said I needed a new head gasket and just go out and get a new car, and he's surprised that having the radiator put in stopped the overheating completely. All I had to do was add a little bit of fluid every now and then. And when I stopped the car last night, I turned it off and I heard a loud popping noise. and I got a little bit of steam coming up, and I got out, and all the fluid had gone. Was that the new radiator dying, or was that the head gasket?
Well, I doubt if it's the new radiator dying, but I bet it's the next weakest spot. As the head gasket continues to deteriorate, you're getting coolant into the combustion chamber, but you're also getting compression, which is the pressure is much higher than the cooling system is capable of handling. And so as that pressure from the combustion chamber is getting into the cooling system, that pressure is getting too high in there. The radiator cap is designed to blow off pressure at some point, but on an aging car, oftentimes that's not soon enough, and the next weakest point has probably failed, whether it be a hose or I'm not sure what. But when the shop pours some coolant into the vehicle, they'll see that it's running out of the vehicle, and they'll know exactly what the problem is. But I doubt if it's the radiator, but I think that you're going to find that this is a problem that you're going to be chasing down the road, and there's not going to be a great outcome to it. You're going to keep replacing parts and having to deal with this. And I think the first shop was probably right. Luckily, you got quite a bit more time out of it, but I think they're right. If the head gasket truly has failed, that's either going to need to be replaced or you're going to have to give up on the car.
Wow, not good news. Let's see if we have time. I know our time is limited here. This is a 2003 Corvette. It will not start because of security. The security light, let's see if I can decipher this. The security light is not on sometimes when it won't start. No turnover or crank have done the key turns that override the system, and it starts, but intermittently. I have to do the procedure again to start the car. Question is there a part that needs replacement, or will I need to bring it in for service?
Well, in that particular car, I think that's the vintage where the security chip is actually in the key itself. And, of course, the sensor for that key is the ignition switch itself. So whether it's the key or the ignition switch, more likely the ignition switch, yes, one of those two parts is going to need to be replaced. If you had it at a shop, which is hard to do when it fails, but if you had it at my shop and it was acting up, I would be able to know which part it is that's causing the trouble. Like I say, I think most likely it's ignition switch itself, because that's most often what we replace on that vintage of a GM security problem.
All right. I think we have time for maybe one more. It says, good morning. I have a 2017 Dodge minivan, and the high beams stopped working. Is that a bulb or the switch, or what do you think? Comes from Lowe's.
Well, it's probably, yeah, it wouldn't be one bulb, but it'd be both bulbs. That's possible. I've certainly seen that before. But I would say most likely if you just noticed it and both quit working at the same time, then I would say most likely it's the switch itself.
Let's see if we can't grab one quick one here. My neighbor replaced the battery in a hybrid vehicle with a regular car battery, good for non-hybrid cars. The question is, do hybrids have more than one battery? And if not, what happens when the replacement is not done with a hybrid battery?
Well, first of all, I don't know how they did that, because there's just no room for it. And the cable sizes are different. But at any rate, there's still no, yes, a hybrid car has two different systems. One is the big battery, and the other is the keep alive battery, the engine related battery. And so but the engine related battery is a 12 volt battery, so yes, any car battery, if you can actually fit it in there, would work just fine.
All right. Well, Dan, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, come on over. We're here this morning even at 982 Grand Avenue, which, of course, is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. We'll be here. 651-228-1316.
I'm going to try to salvage some of these text messages we did not have time for, and we'll open up the show with those next week. If you're willing to do that, I hope.
That sounds great, Denny.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Have a good week there at Lloyd's, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Denny. Bye.
Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.